USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. On Capitol Hill, a bipartisan group of senators has agreed in principle on new gun legislation. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the Washington Post's Leanne Caldwell outlined the bill's provisions.
Incentives for states to implement red flag laws. There's going to be a separate background check process for ages 18 to 21 years old. There's also going to be a lot of money for mental health services. There's going to be money to secure schools. There's going to be a clarification on who needs to apply for a federal firearm license.
Currently, 19 states and the District of Columbia have red flag laws on the books. Ukrainian President Zelensky said no one knows how long the war in his country will last, but that Ukrainian forces are defying expectations by preventing Russian troops from overrunning eastern Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Authorities have arrested 31 members of a white supremacist group near an Idaho Pride event Saturday after they were found packed into the back of a U-Haul truck with riot gear. The men were wearing khakis, navy blue shirts and beige hats, and ski masks covering their faces when police stopped the vehicle and began arresting them. All 31 were charged with conspiracy to riot. The men were going through the booking process Saturday afternoon and were scheduled to be arraigned today. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin leads in results from Saturday's special primary for the state's only U.S. House seat as voters whittled down the list of 48 candidates running for the position. It was held for 49 years by the late Don Young. The early results showed Palin, endorsed by former President Trump, with 29.8% of the votes so far, and Republican Nick Begich with 19.3%. This is USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
On January 6, 2021, an Ohio couple climbed through a broken window of the U.S. Capitol and live-streamed themselves inside. A Texas mortgage broker posed for a selfie in front of rioters breaching the building. And an Indiana hair salon owner celebrated on Facebook the day after. Still, federal prosecutors did not seek prison time for any of them. But a U.S. district judge put them all behind bars, describing it as the appropriate punishment for their participation in the riot. Phoenix, Las Vegas, Denver, and California's Death Valley all posted record temperatures over the weekend as dangerous heat sweeps across the American Southwest. The National Weather Service in Phoenix reported 114 degrees, tying the record high for the date set back in 1918. Las Vegas tied a 1956 record at 109 degrees. Denver hit 100, and California's Death Valley set a new record high for June 11th at 122 degrees. 3 months after McDonald's suspended operations in Russia, hundreds of people crowded into its famous former outlet on Moscow's Pushkin Square as the restaurant reopened yesterday under a Russian owner and a new name. McDonald's sold its 850 restaurants to Alexander Govor, who is moving fast to reopen the outlets. And the new name for the new chain? Vokushno Ichoka. Translation? Tasty. And that's it. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.